Now for our story. Tonight in Miami, a well-built, middle-aged man with an attractive face and thick graying hair walks through the lobby of the Vista Del Mar Hotel. There is a gravity in his manner which contrasts with the gaiety of the scene around him. Music can be heard and the sound of laughter. People in bright clothes drift through toward the cocktail lounge beyond. It is a smart, colorful world, a world in which Kit Calvert once moved with confidence. But now Kit is ill. Her uncle, David Bowman, has just arrived from Wakefield to bring the girl home with him. David speaks briefly to the desk clerk, walks across to the elevators. A few minutes later, he is admitted to Paul Cromwell's suite by a man who closes the door softly after him and motions David to a chair by the window at the far side of the room.
Mr. Bowman, I've been expecting you.
You're Dr. Nielsen, are you not?
That's right. I'm glad you're here, Mr. Bowman. Mr. Cromwell told me you'd wired. He intended to be here himself when you arrived, but he isn't feeling very well, and he asked me to say he'll see you in the morning.
Well, Doctor, you're the person I most want to talk to. Where is she?
In the next room.
Would it be possible for me to see her?
Well, Miss Calvert is asleep now, Mr. Bowman. I've been keeping her under sedatives as much as possible. The nurse is with her, of course.
How is she, Doctor? Is she in pain? I know so little about her illness.
She's not actually in pain, Mr. Bowman. Physical symptoms, however. Fast pulse, slight temperature. But in general, she's comfortable physically.
I see. I was wondering about the nurse.
Well, you see, at this stage, it would be most unwise for Miss Calvert to be left alone, even for a short time. A patient in that condition might... It's far safer to keep close supervision.
I understand. I didn't realize... The fact is, I know very little about Kit's condition. You see, I only heard indirectly after Mr. Cromwell telephoned to Wakefield.
Yes, I know. He telephoned her father first, did he not?
Yes.
Struck me as very odd, Mr. Calvert's reaction. Mr. Cromwell told me he'd refused to assume responsibility. I could hardly believe it.
Unfortunately, it's quite true. That's why I'm here. In any case, when I saw he intended to do nothing, I made my arrangements for coming down here that same day. And as I say, all my information has been at third hand. Perhaps you could give me a picture of the whole situation.
I'll do the best I can.
All I know so far is that Kit's had what you call a mental breakdown. Is that correct?
Well, yes.
I'm afraid I'm very much the layman. These mental disorders... I don't suppose you could tell me just how serious the illness is and what the chances for recovery are?
I wish I could, Mr. Bowman. But I shouldn't like to venture an opinion myself. I'm a general practitioner. And of course, we do run into these cases now and then. Ordinarily, though, I wouldn't have taken over at all.
I see.
However, in this case, it was rather an emergency. And as nobody else was available, I told Mr. Cromwell I'd do the best I could. Actually, Miss Calvert should be under a psychiatrist's care.
A psychiatrist, yes. I've already talked to one in a town quite near Wakefield. He's agreed to take her into the sanitarium there.
Excellent. It's the best thing you could do. He'll be able to examine her thoroughly and give you a definite diagnosis.
But in the meanwhile, if you'd give me some of the background, it might be very helpful to me, especially for the trip back.
Yes, indeed. Several factors you should understand. I presume you're well acquainted with Miss Calvert's father, your brother-in-law, is he not?
Yes. I've known Ben Calvert all my life.
Tell me, Mr. Bowman, what sort of a man is he?
What sort of man? Frankly, that's a rather difficult question for me to answer. At least, objectively.
I see.
I'm afraid my viewpoint is somewhat biased on the negative side.
I understand, Mr. Bowman. It's rather an important point in connection with Miss Calvert's illness.
In what way? Has Kit mentioned her father? Talked about him?
Indeed, she has. A great deal. Apparently, Miss Calvert has an obsessive fear of her father.
That's most interesting, Doctor. In light of what I know of their relationship.
That's what I'm trying to get at. In your opinion, Mr. Bowman, is there a justification for that fear?
Yes. I believe there is.
You see, it hasn't been possible to take a history on Miss Calvert. Now, to understand fully what her trouble is, it would be necessary to have a complete background, since she was a child. And, of course, a great deal of information as to her life in the past few years, leading up to the illness. Without that, anything we deduce is guesswork, more or less.
Can you tell me how this fear of Ben evidenced itself?
Well, for one thing, she's extremely fearful of seeing him. Of being, so to speak, in his power again.
It's odd that you use that expression, in his power. You see, essentially, that's exactly the truth. Kit has been in her father's power.
Then, in your opinion, it does fit in.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I had a feeling it must. You see, in her present condition, Miss Calvert is subject to delusions, hallucinations. These have been chiefly in connection with her father.
Not surprised. I only hope it isn't too late now to remedy the damage. And I don't suppose you could tell me.
I doubt if even a psychiatrist could at this stage, Mr. Bowman. The outcome of mental illness in this category, it hinges on so many factors. We're still looking for many of the answers, even in the present day. But there's no need to be hopeless. It's quite possible Miss Calvert will make a complete recovery with proper treatment.
Well, I've a great deal of faith in this man at the Huntsville Sanitarium. I've checked on him, and he has an excellent reputation.
I'm sure he'll take an interest in Miss Calvert's case. She's quite a remarkable young woman. I'd be interested to know what progress you make when you get her home.
Well, I'll feel a lot better when I do have her home safely. That is, in the sanitarium. I'm rather worried about the trip itself. Isn't it likely to upset her?
It may mean a temporary setback. But if you have a competent nurse, get her to bed right away, she may sleep most of the time. Oh, it just occurred to me. Perhaps Mrs. Grafton, the nurse who's with her now, might be persuaded to make the trip with you. Would you like me to talk to her?
I'd appreciate it very much, Doctor. That's been one of my chief worries.
Oh, I have a feeling it should work out very well. And since Mrs. Grafton is familiar with the case, you'd probably be more at ease. Then once Miss Calvert is back among her own people, in a more familiar environment, a great deal of the tension may be lessened. She may surprise us all with a quick recovery.
Dr. Nielsen, speaking with the medical man's cautious optimism, confident that Kit's return will mean a lessening of tension. But in Wakefield at that same moment, Brett Cameron has just called the courthouse in Huntsville.
Hello? I am Willoughby speaking.
Judge Willoughby, I believe I have some information which might interest you.
You don't say. What sort of information?
You presided at the Meade Calvert custody case, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, I understand you've been trying to locate one of the principals in that case, Miss Kit Calvert.
Yes, we've been looking for her.
She's wanted for perjury, isn't she?
Look here. Who are you?
Never mind who I am. Just consider me a public-minded citizen.
Well, what do you want?
I just want to tell you that Miss Calvert will be back in the state very soon.
She will? How do you know that?
Don't worry, Judge. The information's accurate. Miss Calvert's uncle, David Bowman, is bringing her here from Miami.
Miami?
That's right. She's to be taken to the Huntsville Sanitarium. I thought you might like to know.
David Bowman in Miami, looking forward to bringing Kit home, to the protection of people who will look after her properly, nurse her back to mental health in the quiet atmosphere her illness requires. A lessening of tension, Dr. Nielsen had said. But there are forces at work to do just the opposite, to increase the tension under which Kit Calvert must live. Jesse Calvert and her former sweetheart, Brett Cameron, working together to bring about an indictment for perjury. Yes, Kit, Jesse's hatred for you may destroy your chances for recovery, may result in your mental illness becoming a permanent condition.